Your kids having the newest iPhone is not worth not having a vacation, not right. having something where you go out together and you experience something together.
You're listening to the Dare to Be Different podcast, a podcast for people who want to live an extraordinary life. On this week's episode, Joe talks with Ed Knoll about vacations, downtime, and the importance of adventure in your life. Enjoy.
Welcome to the Dare to Be Different podcast. My name's Joe Altieri. I am here again with the amazing and always beautiful Ed Knoll.
So flattering.
Well, you know, last week, I had Alicia on, and of course I had to mention that she is my favorite podcast yep. host.
Of course.
Of course.
Right.
I mean, you're definitely a close second. Like, yeah. You're right there.
I'm coming for you, Alicia. One day I will take the crown.
It'll just be like one of those days, like we're having like some sort of argument and I'm like, that's right, Ed is my favorite podcast. Yeah,
I'm waiting for that day. It's coming.
But thank you so much for joining us. The Dare to Be Different podcast is all about living an extraordinary life.
Right.
And we have five ways, or you know, five values that we point to that we say, hey, look, if we can possibly put these into our lives, this is a good roadmap for being for having an exceptional life. And that's yeah. being adventurous, honest, passionate, healthy, and grateful.
Right.
And today I want to talk about a subject that kind of goes with a couple of those.
Okay.
So you and I had talked, like a week ago or 2 weeks ago, about vacation and having something to look forward to.
Yeah.
And we were talking about the staff and like all the Shark Tank stuff and having right. something to look forward to. But personally, a vacation, at least in my life, is always something that we're pointing at and saying, man, let's plan for this. And this yep. thing's coming up. And you have...
I got a few trips coming up.
Yeah, you have a few trips, right? And you have like a big one coming, right?
Yeah, I do. But even before... I guess I don't know, you know exactly where you want to take this. But one of the unique things about having the trips, even more than just the trips, is I always want to have something on the horizon that I'm looking forward to.
Yep.
Because life is busy and life is stressful. And I got tons of things going on, and having something just on the horizon that's just a little bit out ahead to keep my focus on. It's like, oh, that's, you know, a few days away. I have a skill set up with my Amazon Alexas at home when I can ask Alexa how many days until this thing.
That's great.
And it will tell me. And I don't know. I get some enjoyment out of that, knowing that I got these things on the horizon. But yeah, I do. I have some really big things on the horizon. I got some small things too. I'm looking forward to Valentine's Day, man.
Valentine's Day?
Yeah, putting together Valentine's Day plans right now. I don't know when this is airing, but...
It'll be before Valentine's Day, but I'm kidding. So this is like your thing. Like,
yeah.
My wife and I, and this is so terrible.
Yeah.
Like, we almost do like the... like. Was Valentine's yesterday?
Yeah.
Like, you know, we're not like big planners for that type of stuff.
We're going out February 13th.
Okay.
So we don't do Valentine's Day on Valentine's Day.
Gotcha.
Because it's tough. Like,
you know, can't get a reservation.
Yeah, I'm not trying to compete. Like, we're gonna go have a nice night, you know, February 13th. But got the babysitter booked.
Like, March 3rd. It's Valentine's Day.
Yeah, that's our day. But I'm just looking forward to that. I don't know. It's right now we're filming this in mid-January, but I'm looking forward to some things I got coming up later in the year.
So I do want to talk about the benefits of a vacation.
Yeah.
Because I for a lot of years, and I'm a, you've known me for a long time, I'm a all go, no quit type of person. Like,
yep.
I just don't stop.
Yep.
And several years ago, my father-in-law came across, I think he sold a house or something like that, you know, flipped a house and took the whole family on vacation. And from that point on, so in my adult life up until like 6 or 7 years ago, I had never taken a vacation.
Oh,
so,
wow.
So, I wasn't able to take the time, or at least that was my rationale.
Right.
And we didn't have the money, et cetera.
Right.
So we had a million excuses why we didn't. And so for the first time, we went away for an entire week.
Hmm.
And we've done it every year since.
Yeah.
And I started to understand the benefits of that. And I still don't vacation 100% correctly. So I still work some on vacation.
Yeah.
But it's huge. And, right. And so my family over the past couple of years has started doing multiple vacations every year. And they're not all like week long at the beach sort of things, but they are times to get away for even a long weekend or something like that, where it's just, again, something to look forward to.
Yeah.
You know, something to plan for.
Yeah.
You know, and especially if you do something that's out of the ordinary. So now you have your Amazon wish list for this thing that you're doing.
Right.
And you're prepping for it.
Right.
So yeah,
it's just exciting. And I think it puts these just markers down the way that, you know, you're moving towards it. And it feels like, okay, I'm just moving forward. I'm sure people do this without even thinking about it in various things in life. I remember when I was in school, I would always be, you know, just looking at the clock, but I was just tracking like how far until I'm done with the thing. Or when I go running, you know, I'm looking, if I run on the same trail that I'm used to, I'm looking for these markers that tell me, oh, I know how far I am because I've gotten this marker.
Right.
It's just this thing about having something out ahead that just allows you to keep moving forward.
Yeah. And so it's really special when you have an out of the ordinary vacation, which is great. So, you know, one of the things that I got invited to do a speaking engagement in the Bahamas in the next couple weeks. So it's actually the end of February.
It's a nice humble brag right there.
Yeah, truthfully. So if you have any Caribbean destinations that you want to come and have me speak at, I'm more than willing to do it.
I am happy to do any leadership talks anywhere in the world as long as it's warmer than Pittsburgh.
Yes, absolutely. Which doesn't take very much. So if the sun shines more in that location than in Pittsburgh,
I will be there.
But it was just one of those things where it's just like, wow, now this is on the calendar and it's something special. Yeah. You know, I'd been to the Bahamas years ago for a business thing. It was like a fly down and fly right back out. So, and we have like 1 or 2 days that are actually free.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Which is great.
And someone else is paying for it.
So, yeah, which makes it even better.
Even better.
Yeah. But we're going to go swim with the pigs down in that was the thing that my wife wants to do.
Right.
There's pigs down
not
there.
Not dolphins, but pigs. Yeah, why not? Everyone wants the pigs. Yes.
Yeah. She's like, well, I can swim with dolphins anywhere. I'm like,
when are you going to swim with wild pigs? You know,
But it does. It just puts something on the calendar. It's like, man, now we have to prepare for this, you know, and it's something to look forward to outside of the day to day.
Yeah.
And it's probably something that will never happen again.
Yeah.
Again, unless all of our listeners, you know, want me to come and
come speak at your Caribbean, you know, conference. Yeah.
So,
you hinted at it. I have, a trip that we've never done before. Mm-hmm. Something that, you know, just became available to us through certain circumstances, but we are actually, my wife and I, no kids. So we got 2 kids. We're leaving the kids here in Pittsburgh. We are going to Hawaii in July.
That's
so we're
fantastic.
Really excited about that. So that's about 6 months out. And I mean, that's like a pretty all-consuming thing in our minds right now.
Right.
And we're talking every day about conversations we had with somebody that's been to Hawaii or things that they've done, and we're taking mental notes and we're writing stuff down. And
you're looking stuff up online. Yeah, like, what should we do?
So we have like every night, like when we get together, when we're talking at the end of the evening, we're going to take one of these evenings and say, okay, let's just start planning out. You know, even though it's 6 months out, we're just so excited to plan and say, what are we going to do? You know, and we're not like massive planners for vacations. We definitely especially when it's just us. We like to go explore and do certain things. That's one of the things I think that invigorates us for these trips. But for a trip like Hawaii that we're not sure if we'll ever go again, who knows? You know, we want to make sure that we do a few specific things there. So we want to plan that out.
Yeah. You want to go to a certain beach or go to see the volcano or like those types of things.
Exactly.
That's so cool.
That's on the docket. And then later this year, and this is a family vacation, and so we just mentioned not paying for things. I'm not paying a dime for this trip.
So this is nice, but it is. But you do have to take your kids on this one.
I have to take my kids on this one, but that's okay because both sets of grandparents will be there too. So it's a big family vacation with both sides of our family. We're going on a Disney cruise.
That's
so
fantastic.
We're excited about that too.
Yeah, the Disney cruises. I'm really curious to see how you come back from that. Like, because that's like a lot of young children, like with nowhere to go.
But the cruise ships are huge. We've been on two Disney cruises before.
Okay, and I didn't realize that.
We are obsessed with them. And we can do a whole show where I will convince your parent listeners that a Disney cruise is the best vacation for you to go on.
We will have to do that.
Yeah.
And maybe we'll get it sponsored.
It's
we'll have Disney, tropical smoothie and on a Disney cruise. There you go.
But Disney on a boat, like when you're at Disney and your kids are terrible, you're like, well, we got to get through the day because we paid a lot of money for this.
Right.
When you're on a boat, you're like, oh, let's walk 5 minutes back to our room and take a nap. And then we'll get back into the Disney fun after our nap. And it's just like, it's amazing. It's still expensive, but it's in some ways, if you book the right seasons and
things. Not for you, apparently.
Not for me. Thanks, Mom and Dad. Appreciate you. It's a really great trip. There's always things to do. There's stuff for any age, which is really cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So, one of the things that, the podcast is all about having an extraordinary life. And one of the things that we talk about is being adventurous.
Right.
You had brought that up.
Right.
And I had read something where the benefits of spending money on adventures versus things is astronomical.
Right.
When it comes to, for your children, for your relationships and stuff like that. That, having your kids having the newest iPhone is not worth not having a vacation, having something where you go out together and you experience something together.
Yeah. Was it you that did that for Christmas a few years back?
Yeah, we went to Disney.
Right.
Yep.
And so you didn't really, you might have got a few things, but you didn't do like this big stay at home, presents under the tree. You're like, we're going to go take a trip as a family together.
Yeah, Christmas morning.
As we were part of Christmas.
Yeah, we were in like Macon, Georgia at a Holiday Inn Express on Christmas morning, driving down. So
I had another friend who did something similar. And they do this almost every year. They will go away for Christmas. So they never do the formal stay-at-home Christmas. And he has three kids at this point. But they've gone to Disney. And they just go to all these different places. I think last year they went north. They went to Niagara Falls or something. But they're always going to these different places because they value the experience that they can make at that time.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, I can't remember what we got our kids 2 years ago,
right?
But I remember that Disney trip,
right?
And there's amazing memories, and we talk about it every once in a while. So,
right.
So there's something to be said for that,
yeah.
And I think that for me, even coming out of this podcast, is something that Alicia and I need to talk about. Would it be better for us as our children are getting older and now we're having grandchildren, where we do something almost like your parents did, where we like say, hey, look, we're not going to do Christmas, traditional Christmas, but we're going to get together once a year. And we're going to have a trip or some sort of adventure where we all get together and fund it through what we would normally spend on junk at Christmas.
Yeah, I'm thankful. My parents are blessed and they're so generous towards my family and I. But the truth is, we don't need more stuff. Like, we don't need more toys or anything else. We got stuff. And listen, my kids are young enough now. Like, I could get them a new toy, and it's going to last for months. And
let alone the pile underneath the tree.
And we can rotate toys. We do this. My wife will literally take some toys and hide them for a season, and have certain toys out, and then she switches it,
like reintroduce it. Exactly. Like, look, mommy got you.
And the kids go crazy for it.
Right.
And so we can do that kind of stuff. But man, the times that we've had our parents, both sets of grandparents, really bless our kids in ways of experiences. It's been a really special thing every single time.
So let's talk about the benefits. So for those of the listeners that are still like, I can't do vacation or whatever the case may be. It was really interesting because I did some research on the benefits of vacation, and there are real physical benefits. There's real psychological benefits, and there's real benefits to your employer for you going on vacation, which is, again, to me, is crazy because I think of the opposite. You know?
What are the number one things that maybe prevent people from taking trips?
I would say cost is probably a big one.
I can't afford it.
Can't afford it. I can't leave work, for whatever reason. And that's from everywhere from a factory worker to a CEO. I think they have that same feeling a lot of times, where they either can't afford to be off, or if you get into something where you've designed your career around everybody else relying on you to the point where you don't think you can leave for a week,
right?
That's also consideration.
I think a third one, and I guess maybe this is going to be one of the main things that we trump in this podcast, is that it's not worth it.
It's not worth it. Yeah.
It's not worth my
mentally,
time.
Mentally, they can't get around the, it's, you know, I, and I've had people, you know, in the past where talk to them and they take staycations, and I don't think it's the same thing.
I don't think so.
So they get that week off of work and they work around the house, or mm-hmm. they just like, I just need to sit around and chill. So I'll just take a couple of days and stay in bed.
Yeah.
It's just not, it doesn't have the same benefits.
Yeah, I don't think so. I that might be an interesting case study or something to research is, are there tangible differences? And has anyone ever studied the tangible impacts from a vacation to a staycation? And I'm not trying to, you know, slam staycations either, but I don't think it necessarily is going to have the impact of what we're going to talk about.
Right. So the first thing, the first benefit that is universal, any study that you look at says that going on vacation, leaving, going on vacation is a stress reducer.
Right.
And a lot of it is getting out of the atmosphere that causes us stress.
Right.
So
you said sometimes you're a bad vacationer though, and you'll still work on vacation.
I do. And some of that is, you know, some of that is my own mental crap that I have to deal with. I
don't know stupidity. How else to say
it. Yes. So, and some of it is also part of being a growing company.
Right.
That, you know, there's still, although, you know, my staff is taking on more and more responsibilities, there's certain things that just need my input at this point.
Because I've heard it said, I don't even know if this is true or wise, but I've heard it said, like, if you're a startup, that you should almost expect within the first 1, 2, 3 years to never take time off. Like, I've heard that, I've heard that, like, generally talked about that if you are a young, starting, up and growing company, that almost, yeah, you can't afford to take time off. But would you agree with that concept? Like, if someone said that?
Well, I guess some of it is, number one, can you realistically afford it? You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, if you can, you know, as a startup, a lot of times the CEO is either taking a drastically reduced paycheck or none.
Right.
So there's some of that. We, even as we were starting up FlexScreen, I did go on our yearly vacations. But I, you know, again, we budgeted for that and said, hey, this is important enough. We've learned that this is important enough. So we're going to make sure that this happens. But I also acknowledge the fact that, again, as a startup, a lot of it lately was on my shoulders.
Right.
So it was like, I simply couldn't shut the phone or the email off for a week. So my wife and I came up with a compromise where I will answer emails. I'm an early riser, so I'm up at like 5. So from 5 until everybody else gets up, call it like 9, 10 o'clock on vacation, you know, I can work as much as I want without any limitations. So typically at that point, I'm kind of catching up on things from the night before. I'll make phone calls, all of that stuff. And then a lot of times we do beach vacations. So we have a house on the beach. Mm-hmm. And so around lunchtime, everybody kind of comes back from the beach and all of their activities and stuff like that. So I'll take an hour or two just to see, make sure that there wasn't any emergencies, anything that came up, maybe answer a couple emails or phone calls at that time. So I get in, you know, several hours of quote unquote work on vacation, but it also, that to me also helps to relieve some of the stress of going on vacation.
Right.
If that makes sense.
Right.
Just because this is my mental stuff that goes on. If I shut the phone off when I'm, you know, Friday after work, 5 o'clock, shut the phone off and didn't turn it on again until the following Monday, it would drive me crazy.
Yeah. I think a lot of people are like that. And a lot of people often feel like the week before vacation, the week after vacation at work are just more stressful because you're preparing that I'm going to be away and you got to maybe set some things up. And then the week you come back, you're playing catch up. So, and some people have jobs where you leave your job, you're leaving everything at work. So what you're describing is similar to my job too. That might not be the same for everybody.
Right.
But if you're in that situation, I think you just shared a whole lot of wisdom for somebody that might feel like, I can't take the time. I love that you said you worked with your wife to come up with this plan, this mm-hmm. compromise, you said, where it allows you to have these little pockets of time to work, but you still get to experience a family vacation. You have these blocks of time that you're having fun and doing everything else with your family and not really missing any of that time because they're sleeping and doing all that stuff. But again, the last thing you said, it lets you have more fun on vacation because you know that you're not going to have that week you come back. There isn't going to be a big surprise. You're not going to have a massive pile of stuff on your desk that right. you don't know about. And so it allows you to have fun in those other pockets of time where you are having fun on the trip.
Yeah. And what one thing that I think we should make clear is that my definition of vacation, your definition of vacation isn't the same as everyone else's. Everybody can have their own definition.
That's true.
So, you know, we do little mini vacations up to our cabin. The benefits that we're going to talk about, I get from simply going away for a day. There's like these little, like, you know, miniature vacations.
Do you work on this? Because those are normally, what, Friday, Saturday trips?
Yeah, Friday, Saturday sort of thing. So sometimes I will, but for the most part.
Because they're so quick and right. they're on the weekend that you probably maybe can turn it off more.
Yeah, yeah, there's not a lot of stuff hanging over my head on.
People aren't sending emails Friday night and Saturday morning.
You would be surprised. My staff is freaking dedicated, man. They are. We use Slack as a communication tool, and our Slack channels do not stop over the weekend. So they're fantastic.
Interesting.
But anyway, so you know, back to the stress reduction number one, right?
Yeah,
getting out of the atmosphere. And again, your house is to me my house. Causes me stress in a lot of ways.
I got stuff to do at home.
You got stuff to do. There's a honey-do list that is there. And when you step out of that, you just get a chance to take a deep breath and just
in some
relax.
Way, it almost forces you to relax or forces you to have fun and do things that you just wouldn't normally otherwise do.
Right.
And that's what is the stress reliever. Again, maybe you're in a CEO situation where you got to make sure you have time also on that trip to do certain things, but being forced out of your comfort zone to have certain experiences, I think that's what relieves the stress.
Yeah, but I don't have a messy garage hanging over my head that I'm like, man, should I go play with, you know, go do this, you know, play for a Saturday, or should I go clean up my garage, you know,
right.
So... So that was the first thing.
That's good.
The second thing, improved productivity, which is interesting.
Because you got to work harder when you come back to make up for all the time you lost.
Well, there were actually some studies that's not 100% what I'm talking about. But there's lots of studies from services firms and things like that have looked at the productivity of employees that do not take a vacation. Because again, we think that if you take a week off, your productivity drops, you know, and all that stuff. But they looked at people that took a vacation and people that didn't, and universally, that there's about a 10% increase from the people that have in their day-to-day productivity for the rest of the year. Those people are 10% more productive than the people that don't take vacations.
Wow!
It's again, I don't know what to attribute that to, but it's in black and white. Like I said, you can look it up and see a bunch of different studies.
That's interesting.
It really is.
And it's not totally surprising to me either, though. I think so much about having productive employees is about having healthy, positive morale, right?
It is.
So if you can invest in your staff in a way that to maintain morale, maintain positivity, there are going to be tangible benefits in the work that they produce. Allowing your employees to go on vacation is one of those ways. And it could be easy maybe for a company or a boss to think, well, I'm losing that productivity. But again, when it contributes to the overall health, and when one individual is healthy, it has the capacity to breathe health into everybody else that's around them. So yeah, I mean, it makes sense.
It does. And even here with FlexScreen and Reflex Experience, when we have people come in and they ask about vacation time, like, you know, do we get, you know, what's your vacation policy? And it's yes. Like, so you take whatever vacation you need and you have planned. You don't have to justify it. You don't have to have a sick day just to, you know, take a long weekend. You know, come to me as an adult and say, hey, I want to take some time off. Go for it. You know?
Wow. And obviously, I mean, you got a certain level of employees now. Are there companies in larger scales that do that? Are you familiar with that?
Yeah, there are. So, and a lot of times it depends on, you know, now the FlexScreen factory workers, of course, it's a little bit of a different story. Because you have to plan those things out. You know, there's certain position that like somebody has to do that job as the product comes down through. But this is mainly office type environments, especially creative type environments where, you know, people work sometimes unusual hours and things like that.
Yeah. You might have a graphic designer that is going on a trip, but they probably could still output, you know, a graphic a day or whatever their responsibility is even.
Yeah. And again, we don't even require that. You know, so our thing is, you know, if we're all acting responsibly and we have, you know, we're acting like adults and we want we have the best goals in mind for the company, you take as much time off as you want. Conversely, if we need some extra, you know, some extra effort from you,
we're gonna ask.
That's the trade-off.
Yeah,
you know, so that it seems to work well, and the morale. What do you think, Nicholas? We always pull Nicholas in. But what do you think of that policy? I mean, it seems to work out really well, right?
I mean, you don't have people trying to get time in because they feel like they're going to lose it. So you actually have less time off because you're not like, oh, I have to use my vacation time before it goes away.
So he I don't know if anybody could hear that, but yeah. He said that, you know, one of the benefits is that you don't have to try to use up all of your vacation time at the end of the year.
Right.
Which, again, kind of leads to the staycations and stuff like that. We're like, oh, I have to take vacation time. Right. So,
yeah, and there's a lot of corporations that are, you know, obviously the vacation time is built into almost your salary structure, right? So, we're not talking about that really whatsoever. But I think your alternative way to orchestrate that within your staff, you've seen tangible benefits to the morale, to the positivity, to the output of work, which is cool.
Yeah, it is. So this is a big one: heart disease prevention, physical one there.
Yeah.
So there was a study that studied a group of men, and men that did not take vacations for 5 consecutive years were 30% more likely to suffer heart attacks than those that took off at least a week each year.
Wow.
That's huge.
Yeah.
You know, as somebody who is, you know, middle-aged, and as you are approaching middle age, that's something that you know, I had uncles and stuff that died in their young 40s from heart disease.
Right.
So having a, you know, having that as a real, like that in and of itself right there, 30% more likely.
Yeah.
You should go take a vacation. I mean, that's huge.
Yeah. I mean, obviously more than how much money you make, you want to be healthy. You want to have good relationships with the people in your life. You never hear anyone on their deathbed saying, I wish I made more money. You know, they're always talking about, I wish I spent more time with family. So I think there's these things that you can prioritize in your life. Spending time with family, I think getting away, all of this kind of plays into each other. Of course, I would have a belief that that's going to have physical, tangible health benefits to you. But it's cool to see there's studies out there proving it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So better sleep is the next one.
Mm.
And this is a big one for me. So the studies that I was looking at says that typically not getting sleep is based off of habits that we have formed. So there's reasons, whether it's, you know, looking at...
I watch Netflix in bed.
Netflix in bed.
Yeah.
Scrolling through Facebook or social media. Or just the, you know, I'm going to sit here and think about all of the things that went wrong in my day at work and stuff like that. And it says that going on vacation actually interrupts the habits that disrupt your sleep. So therefore, you almost get a reset over that week or so that you're away.
And a very small sample of that. I got 2 kids, 2 and 4. My 4-year-old, she was 3 at the time, was going through a really difficult pattern of sleep cycle. The habits she had developed at that time were not allowing her to fall asleep quickly or sleep well through the night. We went on vacation. We went away for Thanksgiving. And so we're different environment. We're at grandma's house. She's, you know, sleeping there. And we formed a habit on night one and carried that through.
Right.
And that was the habit there. When we came back, we started a new habit at our house. And literally it's now been, you know, a few months since Thanksgiving. She's been amazing. She falls asleep quickly. She's been sleeping through the whole night. That it was 7 days, but that 1 week just interrupted her sleep cycle and we were able to just readjust it. So no doubt it can happen for a kid. No doubt that can happen for an adult.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. And that's a big one for me. I'm not a very heavy sleeper.
Yeah.
I get up early. So that is one. I sleep so much better on vacation.
Absolutely.
And I wish that I could take some of those habits and bring them back. But now that I've like read this, I might like look at that and say, what am I doing differently on vacation that's helping me sleep better that I could bring back home?
Yeah, there might be some tangible things. In some regards, it's like if I have an oceanfront beach home, there's just something about falling asleep, hearing the waves of the ocean out the door and waking up to that. That's a little soothing. But I'll just tell Alexa to play some ocean sounds.
Yeah, there you go. just record it down there.
Right, exactly.
So vacations help keep your mind calm. So that's the next one.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, and this was, again, there's some really interesting studies. This neurologists
yes.
believe that the neural connections that produce feelings of calm become weaker and weaker if they're not utilized. So over time, this can mean it's actually harder to get your mind to switch into relaxation mode even outside of work. So essentially wow. this calm muscle that is in your brain atrophies if you don't use it a lot.
Wow.
Vacation is a way for you to practice that for a week, practice calm,
yeah.
and then kind of get a reset and try to bring that back into your life.
Yeah, I feel like I've jokingly have thought that about people that I think are bad at having fun. Like if you don't
yeah, your fun muscle
having,
is
yeah, yeah. your fun muscle atrophies and you just suck at having fun, you're just a bad fun person. So you got to flex your fun muscle, but also yeah, that's interesting. I had no idea.
Yeah, it's just again, this
practice
is just
practice being calm. Yeah.
And I'm sure that's why things like meditation and yoga and things like that people feel are a lot of times they're life changing. I've done yoga one time and
right.
like I'm not a flexible guy.
Yeah.
So but
I did yoga in college and it was probably one of the healthiest seasons of my life.
Okay.
And I actually had to take it as a class. It was like a gym class
yeah.
for a semester in college. And I loved it. I'm not a very flexible guy either, but I became more flexible that semester. But
sure.
yeah, just to take a moment, you're pausing, you're practicing, you're flexing your calm muscle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now two things, we're going to wrap up with two things from the from your job side.
Okay.
Studies say that vacations can actually help get you a raise. So research has found that workers who take more vacation time consistently receive better scores on their end of the year performance, and that the average of the people that take a yearly vacation versus those that don't have for the exact same job have a 10% higher wage than the people that don't.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, we talked about the impact that I think a vacation can have on just an individual's morale and what that brings into the workplace. So yeah, I mean, if you're, I forget the statistics you read before, but if that's showing up on a daily basis over the course of the year, yeah, you would have to assume that that's going to get seen by my boss or my organization, and I'll be rewarded for that.
Yeah. So again, it makes a lot of sense, but to actually see the studies was very eye-opening.
Yeah.
So, and the last one, and again, this is me as a boss talking
yeah.
about this one. Vacations help you to organize your workflow. So a lot of people in organizations feel that they can't go on vacation because no one can do my job like I can.
Right.
So if you're forced to go away for a week, you actually organize your workflow better
wow.
because somebody else has to do your job.
Right.
So it leads to, things that are systemic.
Yeah.
You know, like, hey, I have to set up this system
yeah.
so that the system works within the organization, not just, you know, Betsy who, you know, if Betsy isn't there, everything falls apart.
Yeah, that's really good. I'm primarily in a volunteer organization, and I think that's huge because we'll have volunteers that are in and out and come and go and in seasons, out of seasons, and you have to build structures that work, not for like a person, but for the system. And even for staffing, I think it helps us to expand and grow and multiply if we put ourselves in positions to do that. A vacation, in essence, does that for an organization. You have to think bigger than just yourself.
Right.
If everything lives and dies by you, that's not a very sustainable model for your business. But if you can, because of you, develop systems that run even when you're not there, man, that's valuable, not only to your own personal health, but to your organization.
To the organization, exactly.
Yeah.
And so, again, if you're sitting there and you have people in your organization that report to you, forcing them to take a vacation, it will actually, in a lot of ways, improve your organization just from the systemic side of things,
right.
just from the system side of things.
Yeah,
so
that's good.
I just thought that was really, again, from my side, I thought it was just, you know, I'm going to start forcing these guys to actually take a day off every once in a while.
Yeah, and
they
you know,
do. I'm just kidding. But.
Yeah, we didn't. We're out of time here. But the one of the things of people saying literally, I can't afford it, and we didn't really get into that. I would just say, if you do not have a budget, you got to put one together for your life. You got to know where
yeah.
your money's going. And when you set that budget up, I guarantee you, there is money that you're spending that you don't need to be spending or shouldn't mm-hmm. be spending, and just set some money aside. We We have family in another state, so we always want to go away to see them at least once a year. So we're putting away, I don't know, $100 a month, because we know around Thanksgiving we're going to spend around $1,000 to go see them.
To go see them,
you know.
Yeah.
So that's just a little bit of money every month we're putting away to ensure that this trip is going to happen. So I guarantee you there are ways that you can maneuver financially to make it happen. And it doesn't have to be a $1,000 trip. It could be a night away in an Airbnb that costs you, you know, $100, $150.
Right. And I do think, to your point, any person in any walk of life can do this.
Yes.
It just has to be a priority.
Yes.
And that's what we want to talk about today, is just making that time away a priority. If you seriously want to have an exceptional life, if you seriously want to have a different life than you had in the past, this is a really great way of just simply saying, here's a line in the sand. We are taking a vacation every year. Or maybe we're taking some, you know, several mini vacations. We're going to take a couple long weekends.
Right.
You know, here in Western Pennsylvania, within a 4-hour drive, there's tons of things that you could do, from, you know, again, Lake Erie to, you know, hitting the you know, maybe a little bit longer, but you could hit the beach out west. Yep. You can go south. I mean, there's just tons and tons of things to do.
Absolutely.
That throw the kids in the car and just go.
Just
we're
going to
go experience something new.
Yeah.
So anyway,
that's good.
Yeah, vacation. It's important. Do it. Plan
Do it,
and then look forward to it.
Yeah, take time off.
Yeah, plan it far enough. This should be on sometime early February.
Cool.
So this gives you tons of time. You know, summertime, and your vacation doesn't have to be summertime.
No,
it could be any time of year.
Yep.
Just go out, get out of your comfort zone, get out of your ordinary, and go do something fun. So anyway, that's all we have for this week. Thank you guys so much. And please, please, please share this with other people that you think want to have an extraordinary life. And we'll see you next week. Thanks so much.
See ya.